This is Danielle Finn, and you're listening to Zone Out Radio.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look round, not a real show, yeah, it's a boom. Heard the snark in the place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they're putting up a fire. The thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
It is a great Tuesday because we're here, not like last week when we just decided to not show up.
I'm still upset.
Sorry.
No, I didn't get nominated for a Grammy for that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hell of an intro song.
I think so.
Even if I say so myself, which I just did.
Hi,
Rick.
Rick can't nominate for Grammys.
You want a Grammy now?
Yeah, but Rick, you got all them showbiz friends, man. Can you cut a brother a break here?
Sure. And I would have cut myself a break too.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
I would have retired myself. I would have made myself hit the lottery.
I hate it when you guys make sense. Anyway, hey, hello, and welcome to Off Hook Radio for April 26th.
Oh shit! Hold on.
2022.
I just scroll up. The soundboard's like got like 80 rows of friggin' shit, and I was all the way at the bottom of the soundboard. So I had to scroll
shit.
All the way.
Hold on.
I had to scroll up.
From our professional techno wizard. Oh shit, hold on.
We're
gonna have to save that one for the archives.
The surprises of live podcasting.
Yeah. We do it every week.
That's
well, still live.
Well, no, because see here, I got to tell you what I did. The other day, I got sick of having to hit the Danielle button and then our intro. So I went into Audacity and I just made one MP3 file so that I don't have to hit two buttons. So I put Dan, you know, but they're at the bottom of the soundboard and I just have been too lazy to drag them all the way up to the top.
Are we going to continue to torture poor Danielle even though she got kicked off Idol?
I don't have to play it anymore. Who cares? I mean, she's still.
I feel bad for her.
I can take it out and we don't have to use it.
Not as bad as last year.
What was last year?
Alana Sophia, I thought she had a chance to win the thing. She got booted off in about a little bit past when Danielle did, but I felt so bad that me and Slim sent her a big thing of flowers.
I'll do the new intro. It'll be like, hey, you're listening to Off the Hook Radio. Don't move if you know what's good for you.
All right, you do it up. Send it to me in an audio clip, and you'll be the new. I need it to say Zone Out Radio.
Hi, this is Rick the Goomba.
And this is Rick the Goomba.
Goomba Rick.
Goomba. Goomba Rick. Yeah, wait, I could do it with that. You know, really close. Listen, you're listening to Zone Out Radio.
No. Just
without the laugh.
Your regular New York accent's scary enough.
I ain't got no accent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Oh.
So, we got two breaking news stories to lead with tonight. The first is there was no huge winter storm in New York today. Hey!
Thank fucking God.
People were like, it's April. What do you mean you got a weather problem?
Listen, I found out in that 52 hours, I will not survive the zombie apocalypse. There's no chance.
No.
Once the power goes out and I have no more internet, I'm fucking done.
That's you it. Lost.
Just
you
stick
lost,
a fork
man.
In me. It's over because 52 hours without power And I mean, I had LTE a little bit, but the LTE was even.
Well, you didn't get your internet back for longer than that, right?
But yeah, the internet was like 60 hours. Power was 52, and LTE, you know, came and went. And you could refresh Facebook once in a great while, and then you couldn't get on Facebook for 2 hours. And then you could check your email. And
what about like your freezer and fridge? What about all the food and stuff?
I do have a generator. I wasn't.
CB Snow, do you hear that? He bought a generator. Finally.
He knew. He saw that in one of my posts previous. But yeah, he knows I got a generator. I had heat. I had enough to, you know, charge the phones. We had a light, and the refrigerators and freezers were plugged in. But, you know, still no internet, still no TV, you know, none of that stuff. So it sucked. It was terrible. I will not survive the zombie apocalypse.
Post. Yeah, our weather sucked last week.
Oh, it sucked good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It got down to like 52 or 3 that one night.
Oh, God.
For about 3 hours, maybe.
Yeah, and I had to wear long lounge pants to sleep in. No shirt still, but long lounge pants.
I'm waiting for that special song any minute now.
That's why I did the wet fart. I was going to do that. I decided I'd do something different instead of it's a small. It was coming. Trust me. It was coming.
So anyway, there's no more weather issues. Our server in the closet, or in the secret bathroom closet in New York, is back up and running.
Yes, it is.
The Russians are all over it, but that's okay.
Don't tell the NSA.
Oh, no. No, that's where Hillary hid everything.
Right.
Anyway, the NSA knew about it. They just, you know, they don't do anything about nothing if liberal does it. So anyway, the other breaking news. Now, this is exclusive to Offlook Radio. You haven't heard this anywhere. So I would like a drum roll, please. All right. Are y'all ready for this?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Elon Musk bought Twitter. Ta-da!
Yeah, but we knew that.
What do you mean you knew that?
Kind of everywhere.
I knew it.
It's everywhere?
Everywhere.
Crap. All right. Never mind.
Sorry. Thanks for, you know, the breaking news. It wasn't so breaking.
All right. Breaking wind. It's been a good few weeks, of course, unless you left your money in the market after I told you the recession's coming. The consumer price index was up over 11.2% in the report from last week, and sales were up 8%, or just under the purported inflation rate, which is really closer to 11. Consumer index historically lags a bit behind, but if you've got a 3% gap between the consumer price index and sales, that means sales are not keeping up. That means recession pressure. So after the Twitter stuff, Wall Street seemed to figure this out today, and the stock market took another dump. NASDAQ's down 22% on the year. Good job, Joe. Way to get that economy rolling. The Dow's down over 10%. And like I said about a month ago, cash is king, people. We're stuck with this administration's bullshit for another 7 months. But back to the good news. These are the things that have happened in the last month. Netflix got trolled by one Elon Musk about all the weirdo bullshit that they put on there, you know, the daddies having babies and all that kind of crap. And he made fun of them, and their shares are crashing faster than the rest of the NASDAQ. CNN Plus shut down after less than a month after figuring out people don't want to pay for shit they don't want to watch for free. Poor Duh.
Poor Chris Wallace.
Yeah, fuck Chris Wallace. Spotify is not renewing the Obama podcast. you think that boy's finally worn out his welcome? I mean, what the hell is he screaming about this week? Free speech.
What was that paycheck? I don't remember.
Oh, well, he's still getting paid by Netflix.
Well, what was the total? Did they get like something like $20 million or
$14 million for the first year, I think, with Netflix, and then there, I don't know. I mean, it was $42 million for 3 years. I don't really remember. I'd have to look it up.
Well,
it was a lot of money. It was more than you and I have.
Well, they canceled them because they can't pay Joe Rogan.
Maybe
or whatever.
Well, yeah, they're paying Rogan. Rogan's making what, $10 million a year off of them. Well, it's a $100 million contract. What else happened? Oh, Disney was stripped of their special governing powers. They're going to actually have to pay taxes on their property like everybody else in Florida. We don't pay income taxes, but there are property taxes. Disney had their own little zone. And everybody on the news is going, oh, the poor people in Orange County and whatever the one to the south is, I forget. Osceola, is it? I think so, but I'm not going to swear to it. They're going to be in the hole for all that money because they have to provide the services now. Well, yeah, they have to provide the services now, but
someone's still got to pay for them.
They're going to be getting real estate tax revenue. They haven't been getting for 55 years. They're going to be just fine. Everybody hears this crap on the news and they tweet it out. Nobody looks nothing up. Nobody investigates anything. And I'm talking about the news media. They don't investigate anything. I saw it on Twitter. It's got to be true.
So look, I'm confused on one small part of this. Mm. And you guys live there, and I don't. When you say Disney governs themselves, does that mean they have their own fire department, their own police department,
yes.
Their own? Okay. So
Just like the Indian casinos.
Okay. So up till this point, if something happened on Disney property, a sheriff from a county sheriff or a Florida state trooper was not part of the investigation. Is that
only
correct?
If they got called in by Disney?
Okay. Mm. So I'm learning something here. I did not realize that this was that they had all of their own internal government.
Yeah. Some happens at the Hard Rock in Hollywood or what's the other one up north? And there's one down south, and then there's the Hard Rock here in Tampa. If something happens at one of those properties, they have authority to investigate it themselves. They can call in the FBI. They can call in the state police. They can call in whoever they want. But it's their decision to call them in. They can't automatically just go in.
Okay. So now you're saying they have to dismantle these police departments, these fire departments, and they have to utilize the county to come in and address those needs as they arise. Is that correct? Is that what I'm understanding?
I will give you the benefit of my common sense.
That would
because
be stupid.
I think no.
Well, my it would common, be stupid my to dismantle com- the common, systems that are already in place.
My common sense says you're pretty much right. And I think what's going to happen is Disney is going to negotiate with Governor DeSantis after his overwhelming reelection.
Okay.
And get out of the let's put gay references and kitty movies and stuff and get the hell out of the woke side of the world. You know, the thing that everybody, well, I shouldn't say everybody doesn't get, but too many people don't get, is that publicly traded companies like Disney and Twitter have a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders to make a profit.
That's why Twitter got sold to Elon.
Yes. Uh-huh. Their only job, once you're a public company, your only job is to expand sales and increase profitability because your only responsibility is to those shareholders. Your responsibility isn't to the woke liberal left who's on Twitter making you think it's, oh my God, all of America's against me when it's like, you know, 114 people, you know, and a bunch of bots. You know, that's another thing Muskie's going to do at Twitter. He's going to get rid of the bots, thank God. So, you know, the CEO of Disney just, he got hamstrung by his radical left LGBTQ++ people. And then they go and do a FaceTime discussion, which of course leaked out because somebody was smart enough to record it, about, oh, I just love putting gay things in the movies. And, you know, the new Toy Story coming out, we've got a gay kiss by puppets. Ooh, isn't that great? And I'm making everything as gay as I can possibly make it. Because, you know, that's what all parents want shoved on their 6 and 7 and 8 year olds when they're watching a Disney movie.
You know what, though?
No, come on.
Can I be honest? Mm-hmm. Can I really be honest?
Yeah. You can always be honest.
That shit doesn't bother me, though. My kids watch. None of that shit bothers me. If we were to sit here and watch the Disney movie with the two gay robots or whatever that are gonna kiss, I'm not even gonna bat an eye at it. And neither are my two kids because they've been brought up around the fact that gay is a thing. We've you know we don't we don't shun it. We don't. It's not a bad thing. I mean, both my girls, which are 10 and 13, they understand that there's boys with boys and girls with girls.
But you want it pushed on them?
In that respect, I'm okay. In the respect of like some of the books that have been in the libraries that have been taken out, or showing them how to masturbate or give oral sex. We can't have that. But,
that's,
you know,
a gay
kiss between two, you know, whatever it was, robots or whatever you said, on a Disney movie. This is normal society now.
Well, I sure hope it isn't Woody.
Well, but doesn't. Let me
that would give a whole new meaning to the name.
But don't you think it helps for kids to understand the culture? Gay is not a culture, but don't you think it helps kids to start to
feel that it's more. I think that's a parent's responsibility. If you're cool with it, see, you're a parent, you explain it to your kids, that's where you're at with it, that's fine, because guess what? They're your kids. Okay? But if my kid, I don't want my kids seeing that stuff when they're 6, 7, and 8 years old.
But that's not Disney's fault, though.
No, it is Disney's fault. They've been putting that kind of stuff in movies for the last 5 years, and they're trying to do it even more now.
Well,
so,
I mean, if it's disclosed ahead of time.
And then they're doing things like, you know, when you go to Disney World all the time, Rick.
Yeah, basically.
All right. So what and Slim, you were there a few years ago with the kids.
Yes.
You spend a shitload of money to go to that place. It is not cheap.
No, by any means.
A family of four going to Disney for a day is going to set you back a grand, right?
Yeah, if especially.
Between tickets, food, and everything else. Yeah, hotel.
If you're at least. No. Take the hotel out of the equation. Just the tickets, the food, parking, and everything. And
that part's a grand.
That's a grand for a family of four. That's going to be a grand. True. For an out. No, Rick's different. He's, you know. He just has to pay for food.
Resident passes, but yeah, that's, yeah, it's a little cheaper, but still, it's a hell of a lot of money, you know. And I've been to Disney World twice, and not for a long time, not since my son was like, I don't know, 12 or something. That was a long time ago. But when you go up there and they have all those interactive things, you know, along the street and stuff, and then they do the stage shows and everything. And the PA system comes on and they always say, you know, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That kind of covered everybody. It was very pleasant. Now it's like, you know, hello, friends.
Yeah, they don't say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah. I mean, just things like that, because they're being so correct. And I'm like, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world. But the fact that they actually consciously think that saying ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls is offensive to 1.6% of our population, so therefore they can't do it, you get the hell out. I told you, all this transgender stuff, cancel culture and everything over transgenderism happened once they got gay marriage. And I don't have a problem with gay marriage. I've said that before. It's not a big deal. But they should be able to be miserable just like the rest of us. You love who you love. It doesn't matter. But, and my religious friends get me, you know, I stick up for them when the radical gay people hate religious people. You know, there's no room for hate. You just got to love everybody for what they are. What did Martin Luther King say? We have to learn to love each other as brothers, or we perish together as fools. One of the wisest statements ever said.
I thought he said he had a dream. Fuck.
That was another one.
Oh, well, I was right. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought school lied to me.
And not for mushrooms and things either, Slim. Okay. It's not one of, wasn't one of those kind.
No, but
I'm just saying these, the fundraisers for the radical left decided that, oh, okay, well, we got everything done on gay marriage. So now how do we keep the money rolling in? Oh, okay. Well, what's the next smallest percentage of people in America that feel discriminated against? Transgenders. Okay, that was it. And then they started pushing that like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And now it's all over the place. And, you know, they blackmail these corporations. They, you know, for money to support their causes and everything else. And they throw it at them. And I'm telling you right now, all these publicly traded companies that give money to these radical groups like Black Lives Matter, which is a horrible group. They stole a perfectly good phrase that I can support the phrase, but they're taking all these people's money because they're liberal idiots, and they give them the money
because I feel good about things if I give it to them. And what are they doing with it?
They're not reporting it for taxes. They're trying to scam everybody. They're buying million-dollar homes. And, you know, it's just garbage. Black lives do matter, but all lives matter. But if you said all lives matter, what'd they do? They canceled you.
You got your Twitter account probably banned.
Yeah. Remember we had the story about the cop who said all lives matter and they fired him as a cop. Yep. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, the other thing.
I want one more just because we started down a point here. And you said that you think that DeSantis in Florida will, or, you know, yeah, Disney and DeSantis will, you know, come to a compromise.
Work something out, yes.
Now, here's why I think that's got to be important, because if Disney has all of these internal departments there on site, if they need to wait for county resources to come in, say in a case like, and I know that wasn't a Disney park, but that Orlando free fall where that kid got killed, you know, I mean, if you've got to wait for outside resources to come in some of these cases, it could be drastic times. I mean, they're not going to get there as fast as the on-site government.
I will tell you this, on a 45 square mile property, there's going to be police stations, fire stations on property run by the counties. They're not going to have to. They're not going to have to drive.
So they would come in and then probably take over the facilities that are there.
I'm thinking that never happens.
Okay.
I think DeSantis and the powers that be in Florida have just had enough of this woke bullshit, and they don't want some California company with these crazy left-wing liberal ideas telling us how to run things in the state of Florida. That's why I love DeSantis. He has got the biggest pair of cojones of any politician I've ever seen, and that includes Donald J.
Well, thank you for answering.
Donald J. is worth $3 billion. He can afford to have big cojones. DeSantis is not rich. Okay.
Well, and that's where, this is one of the reasons why, you know, like you've said before, Elon's got, you know, fuck you money. He can go do whatever he wants. Does. Donald Trump's got semi-fuck you money. He doesn't have Elon Musk fuck you money, but he's got fuck you money.
Yeah, DeSantis, but he gave up $1 billion in net worth to be president for 4 years.
I understand. DeSantis doesn't have fuck you money. So anything he does isn't a fuck you type of idea. You know, he's actually trying to do something for the better of the state of Florida. There is no fuck you
to
it.
And if all
politicians
did something for the betterment of their constituents, they would be as popular as DeSantis is. This is the 50 and a half to 49 and a half state politically on presidential elections. 51, 49, 51 and a half, 48 and a half. It's a close ass state.
Okay, back to good news. I took way too much out of your Disney shit. Sorry.
But I guarantee you, DeSantis is going to win by 10 points. Now, the other good news is mask mandates were ruled unlawful in public and on transportation, public transportation, and Elon Musk secured the funding for Twitter. So those are all the good things. So the Twitter thing, we all know the dust up is because the left fares poorly making their arguments for their own positions, which most of which are just simply the opposite of anything Trump did, even if it's a total disaster. Oh, Trump had them all stay in Mexico and they weren't flooding into the country. Let's reverse that. Let's let 20,000 in every week. You know, what the hell? That's insane. Or 20,000 a day if they, you know, if they come in without the 42 thing. But it's a total disaster. The border's a disaster. We see the vitriol, though, over being challenged in public on Twitter is just so petty. I mean, basically, if they're saying too much free speech is bad, the argument isn't about free speech. The argument's about power. So 1 o'clock on Monday, they broke the news about the deal being reached and the things came out. Sean King, who's not an African-American, but he plays one on TV. He pretends he's black. Guess what? Elon Musk is an African-American. So just ask Sean King.
Can I play what Elon Musk said free speech is? I think this is very
Go ahead.
I think this got really lost over the last week and a half. He gave an interview and he actually said, it's a short clip. I posted it to TikTok. But this is what Elon Musk considers free speech.
Free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like.
There you go. That's it. Simple as that.
And that's the age old definition of what free speech is. And he's absolutely correct. But see, that's what the Constitution means. And the Democratic Party doesn't care to. Well, Obama called the Constitution an inconvenience, which, you know, to their way of thinking is. Now, this Sean King idiot, he says, so for me, this isn't about right or left, not at all. It's about how the richest man in the world, a son of apartheid, raised by a white nationalist, wants to be sure his speech and that of other white men isn't censored. Okay. Yvette Nicole Brown, she's on, I forget what she's on, but she's got a blue check mark. For those leaving Twitter after this Elon Musk deal with the devil goes through, make sure you download an archive of everything you've contributed to this space. You've had a good run, Twitter, like it's all over. Rob Reiner, everybody knows who Meathead is. And boy, did, I mean, Carol O'Connor, the guy who played Archie Bunker, and they tagged him Meathead on All in the Family. And man, there was no better sobriquet ever laid on an actor. Here's Rob Reiner's tweet. This is just how insane the left is. Now that Elon Musk is buying Twitter, the question for all of us is, will he allow a criminal who used this platform to lie and spread disinformation to try to overthrow the U.S. government to return and continue his criminal activity? And if he does, how do we combat it?
How about this from the view?
This guy's Trump derangement syndrome is still as bad as it was in 2016.
Hey, I got this from The View this morning. This got me kicked off TikTok. You ready?
Oh, I heard that.
On Twitter, it is predominantly straight white men. So when Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech, it seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men. And
that got me kicked off TikTok for hateful speech.
And, you know, it's funny, too, because one of the things. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
I was saying, how long you've been kicked off of TikTok?
I've given a 24-hour suspension. The post is against community guidelines. I can't post anything. And they said if I post something else, I am.
But you posted something from one of their favorite liberals on one of their favorite liberal shows.
Wait.
But it made her look bad.
I've been community guidelined 3 times in the past 3 weeks from stuff President Biden has said.
Yeah, you told
specifically
me.
Specifically came out of our president's fucking mouth. I appeal them, and they do get reinstated.
But see, they realize you're putting it up because you're mocking them.
I understand that. I'm doing it absolutely. It's totally because I'm mocking him, but it doesn't matter. It came out of his mouth.
You know about Libs on TikTok?
Yes, I do. The Twitter site? I follow them.
Libs on TikTok had like 600 and some thousand followers. Libs on TikTok is a Jewish woman who's in hiding. Okay, she founded this. On her own, all by herself. She's a nobody. She's not some big rich person or some powerful person hiding their identity. She's just a woman at home who had enough of this shit and lives on TikTok. All that was taking these crazy blue-haired, green-haired, nose-ringed, don't-know-what-my-gender-is teachers who are teaching your kindergartners and nursery schoolers and first and second graders, talking about their proclivities and how they share it with their children. In their own words on TikTok. And all Libs of TikTok did on Twitter was just post the videos. No commentary whatsoever.
Oh, just post the video. That's it.
They just posted the videos. Well, you can't show America what our radical left who is the people on Twitter that we're trying to protect. You can't show America what they really think. You can't show America that Ron DeSantis is right to have that bill passed. You can't talk about this crap to 6, 7, and 8 year olds. You can't do that. So they banned them. Then they banned Babylon Bee. biggest mistake ever. It's a satire site, but yes, it's to the right. And if you ever go to their site, not just their memes, but if you go to their site, they explain all their memes. Okay, they do a good job. They actually do reporting. But the Babylon Bee is a satire site, and they got banned.
Yeah, and you know what?
Elon Musk said that was like the last straw. That's when he started the takeover bid.
Because the problem is the satire from the Babylon Bee is really reality if you really think about it. I mean,
it wouldn't be funny.
That's the problem. It's really true if you really think about it.
Anything we ever do on here that's funny is based in truth.
Yep.
Except for Rick's Academy Award, we just lied about that.
But, you know, I personally think that the real reason the left is as riled up about this as they are is maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's really simple. Everybody that's been banned over the past, 8 years, that's a conservative, is going to be allowed back onto the platform. And they're now going to be they're not going to be able to lie because they're going to get called out every single time they do. I think that's all it is. It's just a matter of now we're all going to be able to be back on the platform. And
well, like I said earlier, they're radical positions that are just accepted by these fake fact checkers and stuff on Twitter. Don't stand up to scrutiny. If you argue with them and you point out things and stuff, it makes them look bad. Those are the people that would get banned and shadow banned. And if you got them mad enough, they'd find out your home address and they'd give it to that little bitch at the Washington Post and she'd out you. And you'd have nose ring people with signs stomping around spray painting your house the next day. Really? Rick, you didn't have an Academy Award, did you?
Me? No.
Yeah. No, you should have.
So listen, does this also open up one more possible door that could be an issue? Mm-hmm. We want the conservatives back on the site. We want freedom of speech. We want all of the stuff that we have found out to be true, like the Hunter Biden laptop that got people, banned. We want
and also change the election.
Correct. We want all that to be back and allowed. But what's going to happen when people do? Like from the left are spewing false stuff. Is that going to still be considered is Elon Musk is free speech and we're going to allow
sure.
it or okay. And
now
you
can, but now you'll be able to respond to it without getting kicked off.
And that's fine if they're going to do that. But see, I just don't want to, and I'm definitely not on the left. I don't want to see
everything Elon he Musk. Said. That's what he's going to do.
Good. And that's hopefully what happens.
And I encourage just to show you how much faith I have in this eccentric billionaire, I am back on Twitter.
Ah, you are. I was your second follower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your third and your fourth.
I know. I only had like 1,200 or something like that anyway. But, but when they threw a sitting president off and they left what's his name? The guy that Trump blew up, the head of the Iran Quds Force. The terrorist guy, they left him on to spew his hate about Jews and the West and stuff. He was allowed on, but not the sitting president of the United States. I said, you people are just too fucking crazy for me. I'm off. And that's why I said Greg Gutfeld's my ex-friend, because since I've been off Twitter, I haven't talked to Gutfeld.
You do realize President Trump has stated he will not be returning to Twitter, even if
he stated that, and I don't believe him. I put a post up last night about the over-under on how long Trump's going to last. Because there's no way in hell Trump's going to be able to resist once he's put back on there. He can't resist. He can't help himself, which is why I like DeSantis better. But I don't care. We just need to get rid of these people and have somebody with some balls in charge. The thing is, the left is getting bitch-slapped. And when you're the world's richest man, you can fuck with the world's fourth richest man if you want to. Which was my favorite thing of this week, other than him actually buying Twitter. Bill Gates, the fourth richest man in the world, head of Microsoft, former head of Microsoft. Now he's an environmentalist potbelly who fools around with young girls, and his wife took half his money. So, I'd be honest with you, I don't think he really is the fourth richest person in the world because his wife's got half of it. But environmentalist Gates called up Musk a few weeks ago and asked him to get in this philanthropy thing with him and put money into these global warming, climate change causes and stuff. And Elon Musk, who, you know, he was in on PayPal. That's where he first made his money. And he sold that. And now PayPal's going to hell. But then he got Tesla. And Tesla, you know, it's funny, all these people on Twitter that want to quit Twitter, they own Teslas. They're all mad at Elon Musk, but they drive his car. You know, he's the biggest environmentalist in the world because, you know, he founded the most successful electric car company by far. It's not even close. But Gates is asking him to contribute money. And Musk asked him, he says, are you still shorting my company? And Gates said, yeah, I am. Gates has a $500 million short position against Tesla. Now, he made money on that today because Tesla went down like 20 bucks a share or something. But that's not the point. He's going to an environmentalist company's owner, asking him to contribute to environmentalism, and he's betting against the environmentalist company's stock. And Elon Musk basically said, fuck you. And then he put out a tweet. And it's a picture of Bill Gates with his big fat pot belly and his little saggy man boobs, because he does not work out. I guess when you're worth $129 billion, you don't need to work out. And he put that next to the new Apple emoji of the pregnant man, which Apple, I'm glad your stock fell 4% today too. Fuck you. But you got Bill Gates looking just like the pregnant man with the big fat belly, you know, and Musk tagged it in case you need to lose a boner fast.
And while I found this absolutely hilarious, just like you did, this is what I personally don't think Elon Musk should be doing on Twitter.
To his credit, how much did you love it when Trump fought back?
But Trump isn't the owner of the company now. And he wasn't at the time. Elon Musk wasn't the owner of the company at the time.
No, not on April 22nd.
I understand that. But he was in a bid to try to become the winner. Or, you know, he was, you know, things were transpiring.
It's the public town hall. And he's basically saying, look, if you want me to help with environmental causes, don't be betting against the biggest environmentally conscious company in the world, Tesla. You know, you're a hypocrite, Gates. And he called him out on it. And then just to be funny, he put a picture of a bunch of druids in the fog down below it and tagged it the Shadow Ban Council reviewing my tweet.
and you're right. It's hilarious. It is. And it was a funny, funny tweet. I just, you know, this is what I've always said. You know, there's freedom of speech, but there's not freedom of repercussion. I mean, there's no repercussion for him, but is the owner or going to be the future owner? It just doesn't look good when you do something like that. I mean, this is how you can lose a boner fast. I mean, come on, you're worth $300 billion and you're talking.
But he's not normal. And let me sum it up. If you don't like Musk, but you're not a flaming left-wing ninny, what are you going to do? I say with the left controlling media and big tech, free speech is no longer guaranteed. That's kind of painfully obvious. Musk is our only option. No politician is coming to your rescue. We, the people, don't have thousands of lobbyists and tons of cash to donate to these political boneheads. The First Amendment is now in the hands of an admittedly quirky billionaire. But at least he's snarky. And at Off the Hook Radio, we love our snarky.
Question.
Yes.
Now that he's taken Twitter private, or will be taking Twitter private.
It's going to take 6 months, but yeah.
Correct. Will they, by the way, I did read today that in a staff meeting, Twitter employees were told that their jobs were only safe for 6 months. And after that, no chance, no idea if they have jobs. But anyways.
And I have a story at the end that'll flesh that out a little bit.
Yeah, and I just lost my train of thought. So continue on.
And you're not old like us.
I know.
What do you mean like us?
Like you and me, we're old.
I'm old.
We were born before 1970. That makes us old.
I'm tired. I got 40 hours worth of work to do in the next 3 days. So.
All right. Well, I've got an interesting story from Jersey. And Rick can do a really good Jersey accent, so maybe I should let him do the story. I'm not sure what I think about this, but here we go. This is kind of interesting. New Jersey has legalized weed, okay, for recreational use. And they just decided the other day, April 15th, so it was 11 days ago. This was in last week's show that we didn't have because of the snowstorm. New Jersey tells its cops they can blaze up, but only after work.
Cops for them.
Cops in New Jersey are going to be allowed to reap the benefits of the state's legalization of recreational marijuana. In a memo to the state's police department, Acting State Attorney General Matt Platkin said officers would be able to smoke weed, but only after hours. Otherwise, they risk losing their job. There's zero tolerance for unregulated marijuana consumption at any time on or off duty while employed in the state. Unregulated marijuana consumption.
That would mean stuff that was probably bought out of, it was not bought legally through a dispensary or through any of their allowed plants that they would be allowed to grow in New Jersey.
Gotcha.
Like they can't probably go to New York and buy weed from New York.
All right, Rick, you don't smoke weed, right?
No, I can't smoke. I don't smoke anything.
You're a good gardener.
Yeah.
You like the outdoors.
Yeah. I can grow. I mean, if it was legal.
If you got a marijuana card, you could grow weed.
Yeah.
All you want. You could probably do it well. Well, I know there's a limit on the number of plants.
Right.
But then you couldn't sell it.
I would only have to, if I grew it, I can consume it then.
But you can't sell it.
Give it away.
You can give it away to your friends.
You can give it away. They can donate to you.
That's right. They buy a hat for $50 and they get a half an ounce of weed. That's the way it's working around here.
All right. Because if selling your Oscar vote to Will Smith doesn't work out, I'm trying to look at another way for you to supplement your retirement income.
Ah, okay.
I'm looking out for you, bro.
You're so good to me. I don't care what they say.
Yeah. And in Florida, you guys could get quite a few turnarounds in a year.
Oh, yeah. But then again, if I get my...
Everybody smokes weed in the state.
If I do get a marijuana card, doesn't that... take away your if you had a concealed card.
Yep. Bye-bye.
No, it doesn't.
Double check with that. Are you sure?
Yes, okay. I'm sure. What you can't do is you can't go buy more guns because the federal form for guns says you don't partake in illegal drugs, and federally it's still illegal. So you would be banned from buying guns, but you're not banned from having your concealed. Now
it's going to pass federally.
If we'd elected the gay crackhead guy governor instead of DeSantis, and it was damn close, people. It was so close, it's scary. But the guy that ran against him was the mayor of Tallahassee. He's a guy you heard about naked with a gay porno actor and a bunch of crack in a hotel room and stuff. And he's a married man with kids. I don't even remember what his name is. I don't care. But we almost got him. If he'd have been the governor, not only would we have a state income tax now, and we wouldn't have the growth opportunities and stuff that we do, but... they would sit there and they would look at us evil gun owner people with the CCPs. And I guarantee you, one of the first things they do is cross check the marijuana card list. And they'd say, pick one, bitch.
Huh.
You know, right now it doesn't matter.
Well, in New York State, that is that is definitely the case up here. You cannot have a medical marijuana card and have any guns.
Okay.
And if you have a medical marijuana card in New York State, there's a lot of prescriptions you're not allowed to have. And that's part of my dilemma. I mean, my doctor straight up told me, you know, you're on Xanax. You can't have Xanax and medical marijuana. I can't prescribe both. You can pick it. You know, and she said, can you procure your own marijuana? I said, absolutely. She says, well, then I'll write you a prescription for Xanax and you procure your own marijuana.
But you're okay with cops smoking weed.
Absolutely. Why? Rick made a great point on pre-show that they can go out and have a drink when it's done. And there's far more accidents with people that are drinking and driving than smoking weed and driving. There's far more people that don't come to work the next day because of the, you know, out drinking and drunk than are not going to come to work because they got high when they got
home.
Rick,
do you drink while you're gardening?
Do I drink when I'm gardening? I might.
You don't drink too much, though.
No, me, no. If I don't count my birthday, because sometimes my friends will take me out for my birthday. Oh, excuse me. If I don't count my birthday, I think I would have, and you don't count COVID, because I was having a drink every like third day. I might have one drink a month, maybe.
Okay. So in other words, you're a lush compared to me, but you don't, you still don't drink much.
No, not at all.
Okay. Cause I am up to, this is April 26th.
Yeah.
And I have not, I haven't had a drink yet this year. I even skipped St. Patty's Day this year.
Really? You didn't have the green beer?
Didn't have anything.
I would like to report that TikTok has reinstated my account and
as they should have, bitches.
And they put the video back up, and it had 17,000 views when they took it down.
They must have, they must have been listening to this podcast, and they said,
"No, this is if listen, you can't community guidelines something that aired on public television. I don't care who says it." As long as it's not some guy that's running through the background yelling at the reporter, go fuck yourself or something like that. Right. If somebody that is a public figure or a government employee states something that airs on public TV or on a news channel, you cannot community guideline that. I just, again, this is how I don't understand.
Unless you're Twitter and his libs of TikTok.
Well, yeah, this is true. But how I just,
So anyway, Twitter was obviously part of the election scam. They're fake fact checkers shutting down the New York Post and others, put our country in the current mess. So I've got no sympathy for these people at all. I just run them over. But this stuff still goes on. And many of you probably didn't hear about this last week. And I'm not going to spend much time on this story because we're running late, but I want to get this in. New York Post reported, you know, the same ones who had the Hunter Biden story and got banned everywhere. So 8% of Democratic voters that said they would have not voted for Biden if they didn't know the story, didn't know the story. Yeah, that paper. New York, on the COVID results, the pandemic, the handling of the pandemic, I think six states got an F grade. And they were led by New York, New Jersey, and California. The bottom 10 in the study report card were dominated by states that had the most severe pandemic lockdowns. And we're among the last to finally reopen schools. Shutting down the economies and schools was by far the biggest mistake governors and state officials made during COVID, particularly in blue states. Disgraced former Governor Cuomo was hailed for his strict response to the pandemic. New York performed poorly on every measure, ranked 49th overall. New Jersey was the worst, but then again, you know, it's Jersey, so. It's going to be the worst. Other places that received an F grade were California, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. Guess who fared among the best?
Please don't tell me Chicago.
Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, and Florida. All governed by Republicans. And the reason Florida wasn't at the very top of the list is because so much of our economy is based in tourism. And nobody was traveling. And our economy still did pretty damn well. You know, there's what other state in this country has as much percentage of their economy tied up in tourism as Florida? Only Hawaii is even close. That's it. It's Hawaii and Florida, you know. Well, and everybody.
Maybe Vegas.
Yeah, I don't count that as tourism. That's game. But yeah, it's a fair point. Fair point. Nevada would probably be in there. But Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, and Florida, all governed by Republicans, top the list, all got A grades. So there you go. So all this crap you heard on TV about how terrible DeSantis was and how the people in Florida are suffering and everything else, actually, we did pretty damn well. So kiss my ass. And, you know, DDS, that's DeSantis derangement syndrome. It's real. But, you know, whether Trump runs again or DeSantis is the nominee, it's going to be one or the other. It's going to happen. But old Joe said last week he's going to run again in 2024. And then Bernie Sanders said he just might run again also. So these boys are, you know, polite way to put this. They're a little past their freshness date. How's that?
They expired.
No, not quite. But the mold is starting to grow. The mold is starting to grow. But anyway, it was fun seeing them discuss running with each other, and we have the clip. So let's run that.
No. Come on, man. Look, Bernie, you can't run. I mean, you're too old. You're 80.
I might be older than you, but I'm smarter. I could be 114 and I'd be smarter than you.
But this millionaires and billionaires thing, that doesn't work anymore. I mean, they're all for us. Who are you going to go after, Bezos?
I don't know. I'm thinking of a guy named Hunter. You might know him. I'm not sure he came by his money in the most honest way in the world.
Oh, come on, man. Look, I got to go. How do you turn this thing off?
How do you turn this thing off?
How do you turn this
How do you turn this thing off?
How do you
How do you turn this thing off?
There you go. A couple of old boys. The socialist and the dementia patient. Oh, what a choice Dems have, huh? Have fun with that one, lefties. Another reason to love Florida happened this week to our stupid criminal. His name's Brandon Harris. He's a criminal, and he's stupid because he did his crimes here in Florida. Florida's not hospitable to home invasion. Might have figured that out by now because we've done a few of these stories over the years. But a Florida sheriff promotes gun safety course for residents to shoot home invaders. And, quote, we prefer that you do. Florida sheriff says homeowners are more than welcome to shoot the intruders. It's the law. You come into my house, you're getting shot. I guarantee you that. I got a gun handy everywhere. I don't have any kids around to worry about things like that, so it's easy for me. But police arrested Brandon J. Harris, 32, after allegedly breaking into several homes in Pace, Florida. He was stopped by a homeowner who fired multiple gunshots at him, according to Pensacola Daily News. Calls of the break-ins came into the sheriff's office around 4:30 in the afternoon, and he's charged with attempted burglary, assault, resisting arrest, criminal mischief, attempted larceny, and several other charges. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson said in a press conference last Thursday, one of the homeowners fired gunshots at Harris and said that he was arrested after being cornered in the house that he allegedly broke into. Now, this was not the house where he got fired at. So probably 20 deputies got there. The dogs are out. He's jumping fences, trying to break into houses as he goes. One of the homeowners, he's breaking into their house. They shot at him. So he kept running, and we finally cornered him in a house that he broke into. And we cornered him in a house in a bedroom in that house. But he encouraged other residents to follow the homeowner's footsteps and take gun safety classes, adding that they're more than welcome to shoot anyone who's breaking into their house. I guess they think they did something wrong, which they did not. If someone's breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So this guy's trying to catch up with our favorite sheriff here, Grady Judd. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. He says that you take the course, you're going to shoot the gun a lot better and maybe save taxpayers some money. See, my point on this story is, the sheriff is correct in recommending guns courses. We don't want to be fucking up our walls and appliances by missing the intruder. You put your subsonic hollow point rounds into the intruder. They stay in there. You don't mess up any walls. Yeah, you got to mop up some blood and shit. But, you know, you don't shoot your stove or your refrigerator or your TV or anything. You know, you need to know how to shoot. If you're going to have a gun, which is your right, learn how to use it, learn how to handle it, know the rules, and practice. That's all I got to say. Rick, you have a gun?
Yep.
You practice?
Yep. Yep.
And what state are you from?
Florida.
And what's going to happen to them when they break into your house?
I'd rather not talk about it, but they're not going to like it.
They're not going to walk out, right?
Probably not.
No.
I'm going to trip over something.
And I've told people this before too, because my main home safety weapon is a very nice S&P 9mm with 17 round clip and a 17 round clip. And I've got a red dot built into the handle so that as soon as I grip it, the red dot comes on. And I have a 900 lumen tack light on the end that's right at my trigger finger, so I can just reach up and flip the light. So if somebody breaks into my house, when I get close enough that I can see them, I'm going to flip on the light, and it's going to blind them. And if they're armed, I'm pulling the trigger. If they're not armed, I'm going to say, do you want to get shot, or are you going to get on the ground? Because I don't want to shoot anybody. I really don't. I mean, I don't want people thinking I'm some kind of wacko nut job who wants to walk around shooting people. I don't. But I will protect what's mine. And I think that's fair. Slim, you live in New York. I'm sorry.
I live in New York. We have shitty laws.
I'm not going to say anything to you about this. I'll just move on. But I don't want people fucking up their walls and appliances. So learn how to shoot. back to Elon Musk for a minute. This is one where I had my old man brain fart last night when we were talking about this on pre-show before the Idol thing. I was like, oh, I'm about to tell you something. And then my brain went dead. Good bosses hire the best and pay them. Like Rick.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, some smart guy hired Rick because Rick's good at what he does. You don't have to know everything yourself to be successful, but you do have to have the resources to be the best. And human resources are the biggest part of that. SpaceX is one of Elon Musk's three companies. They are kicking the world's number two richest man's ass in space. Amazon and Washington Post chief Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin is a Ford Focus compared to SpaceX's Bentley. All right. SpaceX's Tesla Model S, if you prefer, but I would rather have a Bentley. Thank you. So check out this story. The SpaceLink things, or Starlink. Did I get it right, Slim?
Starlink.
God, thank you. God bless you for having, I'd never get this shit right. So the Starlink satellites, these little teeny weeny internet satellites that Musk put up all over Ukraine, so that when the Russians kicked out their electricity and broke their internet and all that stuff, these people would still be able to get information out to the outside. They could still have internet access. He put these little teeny weeny Starlight things in orbit over Ukraine. Extra. I mean, at his expense, he did it. He sent them all over there. He had a whole shitload of them in space, and I guess they just moved them over. But the Russians apparently didn't like these people having all this stuff. So they jammed them, okay? They jammed all these Starlink satellites over Ukraine and knocked out the broadband internet service. And the Russian hackers, we all know about Russian hackers. They're good, you know, maybe not as good as the Chinese, but they're good.
Koreans are the best.
Elon Musk's people at SpaceX took... Let me get it right here. Starlink slung a line of code and had it fixed, and suddenly the attacks were repelled. This is from United States military people who are also good at this stuff. The officer said, how they did that is kind of eye-watering to me. He said, Starlink's an interesting case study, and the military could learn from how the team quickly addressed the problem. We, and he's talking about the American military, needs to have the agility that SpaceX computer people did. They fixed this basically in 2 hours. 2 hours.
Be impressive.
All the Russian hackers, they put up this thing, knock out these satellites and stuff, and the SpaceX people says, fuck you. 2 hours. The world's richest man, Putin can't even screw with the world's richest man. He's got too many good people. Which is my point. And in follow-up tonight, one of my favorite stories is no longer my favorite story because it got ruined.
Oh.
Remember we talked about the guy who paid $518,000 for Tom Brady's purported last touchdown pass?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which Evans gave to somebody in the stands. Oops. 55-yard touchdown against the Rams in the divisional game that we got screwed on by the referees, that one. So then Brady retires, and this guy pays $518,000 for the football. And the day after he paid the $518,000, Brady unretired.
All inflation.
Yeah. Well, the odds of Brady throwing a touchdown pass are pretty good, assuming he lives until September 1st when the season starts. Pretty good odds of those things happening. The auction house looked at the situation, and they decided that they were going to invalidate the sale. And they did not pay the money out to the person who provided the ball and gave it back to
the man who had purchased the ball.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good for the guy who purchases. It's bad for the guy who Evans handed the ball to. He thought he had his retirement plan. He was going to get 80-some percent of that $518,000.
Shit happens.
He has a ball that's almost retired.
No, he's got a ball. If he get Evans and Brady to sign it, at least be worth $5,000 or $6,000. Speaking of which, God, that stuff's expensive. I got all excited the other day. Personal story, just so you know. You guys know I'm a Phillies fan.
Sure.
The only team from Pennsylvania I really give a shit about. I don't know. Long-suffering Phillies fan. They won the World Series twice in my lifetime, so that's good. But, and then they lost the fucking Yankees, and they should have beat them the second one. But anyway, I defer. Michael Jack Schmidt. Greatest third baseman ever to put on a pair of cleats. Hit over 500 home runs, played a long time for the Phillies. I was a huge fan of Michael Jack Schmidt. I played third base myself. I hit left-handed, not right-handed, but that's okay. He was my hero. He's in his mid-70s now, and he's an excellent golfer. He still announces some games on Sundays up in Philadelphia. He lives down here in Florida. He's not stupid. But I spent $200 for an autographed Michael Schmidt picture from a home run swing in the 1980 World Series when they won. And I'm waiting it now. It's going to be coming soon. I'll be hanging on my wall. I'm very excited. The other thing that I wanted was an autographed Tom Brady something. Mike Schmidt, a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest third basemen to ever play the game, cost me $200 for a 11x14 autographed picture. The cheapest Tom Brady signed thing I could find was over $1,200.
Wow.
You think this man ain't the goat? $1,200 for a signed Brady football. $1,200 freaking dollars. And it was 13 something for the helmet. But I think he wrote something extra on the helmet. That's probably why it was more.
Yeah. Ink.
And I what did it cost me to get a Rick C autograph on his movie Brooklyn Boys?
I gave you that gratis.
Yeah, well, I had to pay for the movies.
Well, yeah. Of which I got nothing.
What did I pay for the movies? 28 bucks each or something, Slim?
I don't remember what they were.
It was the last two copies, and I got them, and I gave one to Slim, and I kept one, and we got Rick to sign them both.
It's sitting right here in front of me.
Is it opened yet?
It is not, because it'll ruin the signature. I will never open it.
I should open mine and just have you sign the inside.
Yeah, but see, I live in New York. You guys live in Florida.
I want to watch it. Yeah, and I can see Rick. I can see Rick 5 days a week if I want. So. Anyway. So that dude caught a break, and that's our follow-up for the night. I'm happy, except for the stock market, because I worry about everybody else. But, Sippy Cup's on his way out. We're going to get this shit fixed. If Elon Musk doesn't turn into a raving lunatic, and I don't think he will. I think he'll fight back. I don't think he'll take any shit. He can afford not to take shit. So I think we're doing good. So I wanted to close tonight with a patriotic song in honor of our Constitution and the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments. And Slim, you came up with something?
Well, yeah, but first, my God, you totally missed telling people to download our app in the app or Google, the Apple and Google Store. Zone Out Radio, Music 24/7, us on Sundays for a couple more weeks with American Idol. No more Mondays. Thank God.
Of course, us
on Tuesdays. All our podcasts are there. Our funny little cartoon pictures, so you can see our social media if you'd like to, poke Zip. His link is there.
And would somebody explain to me why Rick is yellow?
Because he did it that way. He's a Simpson.
I'm a Simpson.
Oh.
Oh. Don't you know nothing?
I never watched The Simpsons.
I hated that show, too. Never got into it.
I'm a South Park guy. What can I tell you?
I would rather have me as a South Park. That's it. I pick my ball. I'm going home. Screw you, hippies.
All right. So we did our commercial, and now we're going to be patriotic in honor of the Constitution and Elon Musk trying to keep it intact. We've got what song, Slim?
You pick Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith.
Oh, there you go. Toby Keith.
Good night.
And he's a Democrat. What the hell? But he's a patriot. Oh. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.